Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Rasi Sheyichyu. Oh, the schus for Fuas. Our Baruch Hertz, Ben Sarah Tzipoira, Dvorah Ben Svuchan Amir, Dvorah Fego Bas Hadassa, Matan Ben Sarah, Us Victoria Bastila Rovida, Shashar Chole Yisrael, based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi, Hagona Godo, David Yitzchak Manzat Sal, Gemara and Baba Mitzia and Avkov Zion tells us that the Pasuk Baruch Atah Ba'ir says Rabbi Yochanan means that your bathroom should be near your table, because in the olden days they didn't have bathrooms in the home. So it's a bracha that after you eat, you shouldn't have to walk far to be able to remove any waste. However, says the Gemara, that's all when it comes to a beis hakisei samach l'shulchancha, but not a shul. A shul shouldn't be samach, because you should have schar psius. When you walk, you get reward for walking. So we have to understand this inyan of schar psius. L'chora, walking to shul is not a mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah. We also have to be medakdek that schar psius we only find by going to shul, so to 22a. And we see this also in Ein Yankif, who's Miyashiv L'kashi L'Beis Yosef in Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, where it says that a house with two openings, each opening is chayiv b'ner Chanukah al tzchshad. People will see one opening without a ner Chanukah, they're going to assume the other one doesn't have either. And frek the Beis Yosef, what about the Gemara and Brachas and Daf Ches? That when a tzibur is davening, you're not allowed to walk by the shul, but if there's another Pesach, you're allowed to, because people are going to assume that you're walking to the other Pesach. So why here won't people assume that your ner Chanukah is in the other Pesach? So the answer of the Ein Yankiv is that in a shul there's schar psius, therefore there's an inyan of having a second Pesach. Mashenkin, when it comes to ner Chanukah, there's no inyan of schar psius, there's no inyan of a second Pesach. They can assume that the Pesach they see is all that you got, and you didn't light ner Chanukah al kopanim. You see, this inyan of schar psius is miyucha to a shul. So why dafka miyucha to a shul schar psius? So it would appear that there's certain mitzvahs that express a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And davening is one of them. You're walking towards shul. You're walking towards davening. You're showing your love and affection and care and interest in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Maral, in Nesiva Salam, in Nesiva Voda Perakei, since a similar idea. But when you go to a shul, you're nimshach el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Gemara and Bav Mitzia, it says that Rav argues, and he holds that there's no need of schar psius. However, we do find in the Mishnah and Avos 5:17 that there are four midas b'hochei beis hamedrash, and one of them is that somebody goes to shul but he doesn't learn, he gets schar halicha. You also see in the Gemara and Brachas that igra de pirka riata, the schar of the shir is the running, Rashi explains, because who really understands and remembers the shir anyway? Not always, right? So memela, the schar is the running to the shir. So you see this special inyan of running to a beis medrash. So it could be that Rav agrees when it comes to a beis medrash, there's an inyan of schar psius. Mashen ken, when it comes to beis knesses, there's not an inyan of schar psius. Akopanim, according to Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, there's an inyan of schar psius. We see in the Ritva and Sukkot of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph that when is the halicha itself a mitzvah? The halicha itself is a mitzvah when we're talking about atzas hamesach nasas kalan aliyah leregel. There, the mitzvah, the halicha itself is a mitzvah, and not just a hechsher mitzvah. The Ramban, Re'e Yud Beis Hei, writes, L'shichem Atidrish U'vas Hashama, Sheltechu Lo Me'eretz Merchakim, you should go from a faraway place to the Beis Hamikdash, V'tishalu Ona Derech Hashem, and ask, where is the way, the path to Hashem? And they say, let's go, L'chu V'na'al El Har Hashem El Beis Aleike Yankif. And this way, we'll all get together and go up. So you see that the halicha is part and parcel of the mitzvah. L'shichna tidrashu basir shama. You should seek out my shechina, seek out the Beis HaMikdash and go there. The going itself is a mitzvah. That's why the Ritva writes that aliyah l'regel, the gufa halicha, is a mitzvah. Osach nasas kala, he writes, and alvayas hameis. So these are inyanim of ahavta re'echa kamoicha, like we see in the Gemara and Saita. There's an inyan of Achrei Hashem Elokecha Teilechu, that you go after the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malvish Arumim, etc. So also we see that Hachnas is Kala, And Hotzas HaMeis are Midin Ve'ahavta L'Recha Kamoicha. 14:1 in Hilchas Avil. So Memela, since it's Midin Ahava, so Memela the Halicha for Hechnasas Kala and Hotzas HaMeis is included in the actual mitzvah. So when you have a mitzvah of Ahava, the Halicha is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Brachas Vav Amud Beis, Am Rabbi Chelba, Am Rav Huna. When you go out of shul, you shouldn't take a psia gase. You shouldn't take a fat step. Am Rabbi, that's only the mefak. That's only leaving shul. Don't run. But to go to shul is a mitzvah to run. Nedav near the Faladas Hashem. Rav Zera said originally, when I would see the rabbis running to the shir on Shabbos, I would say it's chil Shabbos. But then when I heard this statement that you should run to a Dvar Halacha even on Shabbos, I also run. The Rif and the Rosh write, L'olam Yoritz L'Dvar Mitzvah. The Rambam, however, Tefillah 8:2, only brings that it's a mitzvah to run to shul, not to a Dvar Mitzvah. He doesn't mention mitzvahs. We have to understand, Hilchas Shabbos 24:5, he says, Mitzvah Loritz L'Dvar Mitzvah B'Shabbos. Like to a base Medrash and to a base Knesses. So it would appear, like the Tzlach writes in Brachas, right, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefillah only that it's a mitzvah to run to a shul. He doesn't mention all the mitzvahs. But in Hilchas Shabbos, he says it's a mitzvah laretz l'dvar mitzvah on Shabbos, like to a shul and to a base medrash. So you see, there is an inyan with other mitzvahs. So the Tzlach says that it's mutter to run on Shabbos is talking about a mitzvah that if you don't run to do it, you're going to miss out on, and therefore you're allowed to run. So we understand that in the shul, there's a big mitzvah, even b'halicha. And therefore, you're going to allow to run, even if you're not going to miss out. In Shabbos, you're allowed to run to other mitzvahs, dafka, if you're going to lose out on the mitzvah. So when the Rambam writes in Hilchas Shabbos, you're allowed to run to a dvar mitzvah on Shabbos, that's only if you're going to miss out on the mitzvah. So when we're talking about running to a base medrash and a base kinesis, so there, the running itself is a mitzvah. So if you don't run, you're going to be missing out on the mitzvah. If you don't run, you're going to be missing out because of the mitzvah to run. And that's the Rambam is telling us. The Rambam is telling us that on Shabbos, you're allowed to run to a dvar mitzvah like to a shul and a base medrash, which means that you're allowed to run to a dvar mitzvah, that if you don't run, you're going to miss out on the mitzvah. Because by definition, not running to a base medrash and a base kinesis is missing out on a mitzvah. Because there's a mitzvah to run. And therefore, any other mitzvah that you're going to miss out on the mitzvah, you're allowed to run on Shabbos. But if you're not going to miss out on the mitzvah, then you're not allowed to run. So in general, where is there a mitzvah and the etzem running to the mitzvah? That's dafka, base medrash and base kinesis. There's the schar psias, that's ahava. Mitzvahs of Ahava. Mashiach came, when it comes to other mitzvahs, there's no mitzvah to run, it's only Hechsher mitzvah. And on Shabbos, you're allowed to run, that's what the Rambam says, like to a base medrash and a base kinesis, which means that if you don't run, you're going to miss out on the mitzvah. Because by running to a base medrash, not running to a base medrash, base kinesis, you're missing out on the mitzvah, because you're not running. So to any other mitzvah, by not running, you're going to miss out on the mitzvah, not on the running, but on the mitzvah, because on the other mitzvahs, no mitzvah to run. You're also allowed to run on Shabbos, and now we understand the Rambam. On one hand, there's only a mitzvah to run to shul. On the other hand, he says the mitzvah loves the dvar mitzvah, and then he gives the example of base kinesis and a base medrash, because it means any dvar mitzvah, but only if you're going to miss out on the mitzvah, like not running to a base medrash and a base kinesis. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of tefillah, these are mitzvahs of ahava, like the Shmaitz's Marich and his Akdama. The mitzvah Talmud Torah has to be be'ahava in Shem Bo Zayin. So it's very important that when you learn, be mindful of the fact that this limud must be mitoch ahava. Sometimes people, when they're learning, I notice a lot of times I open up a sefer with somebody, immediately I see them tense up, get nervous, and I can understand, what does it say here? You know, learning is hard, it's challenging. You have to deal with language barrier, They have to deal with difficult concepts, sometimes new concepts. So you have to focus. Not so easy in our world today to focus. But Limud HaTorah Darav Zayin Mitoch Ahava, Not Mitoch Lachatz. Rav Rabbi, the Red Tone, the Rebbe Shlita likes to say, wants to start a chain of yeshivas and call it Yeshivas Take It Easy. Yeshivas Take It Easy. So, Moiv Rabbi, Rav Manzitzal, said this Shtikel Torah about, we just sat over at a Siyum in a Kollel near its yeshiva in Kfar Hasidim up north, near its Yisrael. And this Kollel, it's called Kollel Ner Yisrael, they finish Meseches after Meseches. Different Kollel have different styles. Some Kollel learn Halacha L'maisa, some Kollel learn Be'iyun, in yeshiva style iyun. Some people are in yeshiva style iyun, non-yeshiva shemesechtes. Some people are in yeshiva style yeshiva shemesechtes. And this kollel dafka learns a lot of mesechtes, a lot of bikiyus. And that gives simcha when a person feels like he's accomplishing. And that's the yisod of Talmud Torah, to have simcha when you learn. It says at the end of Meseches Bava Metziah, they were making a siyum on Meseches Bava Metziah, that Ephraim Safra, the Talmud Reish Lakish, stand in the name of Reish Lakish, that looks like Reb Shimon. In the Mishnah over there, about a yerek, we have two fields, who is the yerek, who does the vegetable belong to. So they said this halacha in front of Shpor Malka, in front of this ruler, this Goyisha ruler, and he said, Apiri Namtia the Reb Shimon. He liked Reb Shimon. He also felt that Reb Shimon was correct and not Reb Meir. What's the Gemara telling us? What is the Gemara bringing this fool? Cares what some guy says, who he paskins like. So the Brisker Rav explained, that if you say a good svara, it's big yisod. If you say a good svara, even a goy has to understand it. Otherwise, it's not a svara. So it would appear that this is only talking about in dine mamis. Is the other guy moichel? Is the other guy not moichel? It's hard to say in every area that a goy has to understand. I'll go upon him here, we're dealing with dine mamis, so the goy has to understand the svara. And the mela, even Shwar Malka got the svara. That's how the Masechta ends. So that brings one to simcha. When you chap something, you have simcha. As Shiva Zatzar further talks about the Barad Yitzchak, that the kli kibble of svara is simcha. If you're besimcha, the more you're besimcha, the more you understand. And when you understand, it gives you simcha. When you don't understand, it just doesn't. The pleasure things in the brain go off when you understand. Everything makes sense. So the fum tsara agra. But that's on one hand, you have to toil, but on the other hand, it has to be the simcha v'ahava. So this tzura of limud, besides knowing the mesechta that this kollel exhibits, also brings to a to simcha, to ahava. That's the yisod. Yazur Hashem shekishem shegilinu elenu avosenu yigal elenu avosoi. Yivyenu l'tzion iroi mitoich ahava v'simcha amen ken yiratzen. Kishmak me'am. Thank you for listening, sweet friend.